Seek ye first.
Oh, you got the words, don't you?
Kingdom of God.
Given unto you. See.
seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you.
Father, we just stand in awe of how wonderful you are. And Lord, how your presence so fills this place. We're so thankful that you see fit to meet with us. And we're thankful, Father, that you accept our praises, you accept our gifts, you accept our lives. And so, Lord, it's just exciting to be a part of your church. It's exciting to be a part of your kingdom. And Lord, we as a church desire is to find and seek more members of your kingdom. So, Lord, let us live our lives that people will be attracted to who we are and what we stand for. And that's our faith in Jesus Christ. And what you did for us. And what you do for us every day. We thank you for your presence tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sing any more?
We got two more.
Okay. You want to do them now?
Or as many more as you want. I got a whole list of them.
You want to do them now? You want to do them later?
We can do another one now.
Okay.
Jesus, take the wheel.
We would throw some Methodists, just they would be in a turmoil if we did this on Sunday morning, wouldn't they? I love it.
She was driving last Friday on the way to Cincinnati on snow white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the backseat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It's been a long, hard year. She had a lot in her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both the lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. Take it from my hand. I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go. So give me one more chance. Save me from this road I'm on. Jesus, take the wheel. She made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. For the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. So from now on tonight, Jesus, take the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance, save me from this road I'm on. Thank you.
Wow. I had something all prepared to talk about tonight. It was about Christians taking a risk. And then this afternoon I was reading the third chapter of Proverbs. And something else came to mind, so I jotted down some notes. And I was reading this, and I thought, where do you really stop? You know, when you start reading, you know, you got to have a cutoff place somewhere. So anyway, I'm going to read the part of the third chapter of Proverbs. I encourage you to read it tonight or tomorrow if you get a chance. Read the rest of it. But my son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and tranquility and prosperity, they will add to you. And I thought, I've kind of heard something like that before from Ten Commandments. Honor your mother and your father, you know, that your days may be long. Do not let mercy and kindness and truth leave you. This is the Amplified, and it's got in parentheses. Instead, let these qualities define you. That's who, and that's what, in the prayer tonight, it's like, you know, let people see who we are. And see what, you know, see what we stand for. Not out of, arrogance, but it's just that we want people, you know, we said so often, and I think it's so important, that people read our lives more than they read anything. And I believe the majority of people have the wrong idea about what Christianity is. Bind them securely around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize Him. And He will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn entirely away from evil. It will be health to your body, your marrow, your nerves, your sinews, your muscles, all your inner parts, and refreshment, physical well-being to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your crops. Then your barns will be abundantly filled and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not reject or take lightly the discipline of the Lord. Learn from your mistakes and the testing that comes from His correction through discipline. Nor despise His rebuke. For those whom the Lord loves, He corrects. Even the father corrects his son in whom he delights. And I could go on and read the whole chapter because it's just like, where do you stop? This stuff is so good. But what thought came to my mind today, and I was thinking, preparing for Sunday, and when I talked to Greg and I asked him if Melody would sing Jesus Take the Wheel, he said, well, I'll text her, you know. And I said, well, tell her it's from me. Don't tell her it's from you. Tell her it's from me. No, I'm just kidding. But that whole idea of turning everything over to God, making a difference in what it is. And so what I come across tonight and the thoughts that I just jotted down here is we need to learn to praise God when He closes a door. Sometimes we want to try to knock the door down. It's really easy to praise God and thank God for opening a door. That's a pretty simple thing to do. But when He closes it and says, no, you're not going there. You know, I don't have that in my heart for you. And I think that's the heart of God. Someone said, and I was reading today, said the reason God closes doors is because he has not prepared anything over there for us. And I think that there's a lot to be said about that and a lot of truth in that, because God has prepared everything in the world for us through open doors and through ways to bless us and through ways to lead us and through ways to guide us. And one of the things that I realized today, if he didn't close the wrong door, we'd never find the right door. We'd keep going through wrong doors if that's the path we were going to take. And we weren't gonna stop and say, okay, Lord, you know, I got this, you know, and I understand this. Cindy had an opportunity, and I think I mentioned this, maybe some time ago. She got offered a manager's job in Birmingham, which, you know, that could have been an open door, you know, but she just didn't feel like it was the right thing to do. And I'm glad she, you know, I mean, that had to be her decision. I'm not, you know, I can't make decisions for her. She has difficult enough time making them for herself. But, no, I'm just kidding. She didn't think that was the right thing to do. There would have been some people that would have jumped on that idea, jumped on that and would have been thrilled with it. But it wasn't really what she wasn't interested in. It's more like God directs our paths through open doors. And I believe coming here for me was an open door. It could have been closed that night. I think, Sandy, you were there, weren't you? And it could have easily been. But that was not what God wanted. So once God, you know, closes a door, what it does is it forces us to take a different course, look somewhere else, to find where our path is and where we're going to go. Sometimes another door closes. And what it does is it forces us to change our course again. I make no bones about it. You know, I got married at 20 years old. That's what I thought was an open door that God was probably saying, knucklehead, you're too young. And he was right. And I made a mistake. Fortunately, he didn't close the door. Fortunately, there was another open door that I met Cindy, and we developed a relationship that has grown and grown and grown. But that door to that first marriage that I knocked down, I should have just left it shut. But I didn't do it. And it creates a lot of heartache when you knock doors down. But that's the way God does it. And that's the way God leads us. He leads us through open doors, and then he leads us through us knocking doors down too, and picks us up and takes us through other places to go. And we come to realize that he is that ever-present help in time of need when we knock down those doors. And one of the things that we never have to fear is the fact that what's on the other side of that door, because we know he's walking ahead of us. And he's there, and he's providing for us, and he's taking care of us, and he's watching over us. And sometimes there's a roadblock. Sometimes there's a detour. And sometimes there's a detour through the open door. That we have challenges, and we think, you know, we see things that come along, and things that we have to face and deal with. And it becomes extremely difficult sometimes to want to follow that detour and want to follow that path. But through our own, I'll say, lack of wisdom, for maybe, you know, no better time, no better thing, we try to knock the roadblock down rather than let him direct us around it. We just try to go through it, and that's the minute that we get in trouble and we start crying, you know. Lord, where are you? How could you have done this to me? We start blaming. Putting the blame on someone rather than just accepting the blame that, you know, that we have to ourselves. And we have to stop and think that those closed doors oftentimes are a blessing in our lives. That there's a reason that he doesn't want us to go, you know, and he doesn't want us to harm ourselves. And we will if we don't listen and we don't stay close and we didn't stay in tune with him. An example, you know, I mean, we see some people get terminated from a job, have a, you know, a home foreclosed, or maybe a storm comes through and takes their home. And they get concerned and they get worried. And what a person, and it's difficult to do, but what a person has to do is thank God for those opportunities. And it's difficult. It's hard when you've been terminated from a job to thank God for it, because that's our livelihood. And that's, you know, that's how we, you know, provide for our families. I noticed tomorrow night, they're going to do this memorial service for the weatherman. It was on Channel 12, Tim. I remember when he was down in I forgot the name of the town now, when he was down there when the tornadoes went through, and he was talking to them and how they were watching him and they were going to send these kids home. You may have seen it on the news. Put them on the bus, they're going to send them home. And then the teacher and the principal decided, no, we're going to bring them back into school. And that tornado went right down the pathway of where that bus would have went. And you look at that and you think, you know, that for some parents, that might have been a closed door, you know, that they wanted their kids there. But then you look at the picture and there was nothing left. But their kids were safe. Anytime something happens to a Christ follower and we believe that's an adversity, we need to realize that God can change that into a blessing. And God can move in people's lives. There's so many times that we face what we think is the end, and it's really just the beginning. And I've talked to people in here that have been through things, and you understand that God, in that growth process, has to say no. Or he has to shut a door. And sometimes we look at ourselves and we wonder, how can any good come from that? But that's what it's all about. This guy that I was reading this, and I can't remember his name, but I read some different stuff in today, and he said, if that man or woman won't return your call, it might not be them. It might be the Lord setting up a roadblock. Just let it go. And I'm thinking, it makes absolutely no sense. And then the thought that came to my mind, and I know it was, you know, the Holy Spirit said, maybe your call was innocent, but maybe they wanted to gossip. And I thought, man, how often just the simplest things can get so big that they just begin to mushroom. And how just the simplest, most innocent thing can lead to something else. It was heard about this guy, and he went to been banking with this bank for years, and he went to him, wanted to borrow $10,000, and they told him no. He was a little upset about it, and got, you know, a little belligerent with them, and finally realized that maybe that was the wrong thing to do. Apologized, and the Lord laid it on his heart to go to another bank, and he was able to borrow $40,000 at a lower interest rate. And sometimes those things happen, and when we find that, we have to turn those things over to God. We can't get wrapped up in every little thing that goes on. We trap ourselves a lot of time in doubt and in discouragement. And we need to so many times be thankful for those closed doors that God has put before us. He may not say, go left. He may not say, go right. Sometimes it's just the door. And I was thinking of the song that we were singing tonight, Seek Ye First. It says, ask, seek, and knock. And if someone once said, if we ask enough and we don't get it, then we need to seek. And I'm kind of a fan of, if I ask once and I don't get it, then I'm just going to start seeking. Because there's no use, I just don't believe, you know, in continuing to ask. It's like when we talk about praying for people. We don't need to pray for them over and over and over. We need to pray for them. Then we need to thank God for touching their lives. And Nancy Beckman told me, and I didn't realize that that's what I had prayed. But when that row of kids were, I call them kids, 20 years old, but you know, they were up here and we were anointing each one of them with oil, and apparently Jake had fluid around his heart that was, you know, creating some of the problem. And I don't even remember praying the prayer, to be honest with you. I guess I must have prayed, you know, for that water to, you know, to leave. And so this girl, friend of Sammy's, was telling Nancy that, so be sure and thank your pastor. Because when he prayed, he never had another problem with it. And I kicked myself in the seat of my pants, because why didn't you pray more specifically? You know, God answered that prayer. And I know we prayed for his healing, and I know he wasn't healed here on earth. But I've been able to be in contact with his mom. And I'm thankful for that. Proverbs verses 5 through 5 and 6 says, trust in and rely confidently on the Lord with all your heart. Do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. I want to pray tonight, and I know many of you know Debbie Gilman's mother passed away. The funeral is Saturday in Akron. I want to remember Debbie. I got a note from her and asked her if there. I sent her a note and asked her anything we could do. And she said, yeah, I'll pray for my brother and my dad. Sounds like Debbie. I think about Sunday and Mother's Day, and what such a special day that we need to recognize. And I talked to Greg Yesty for about 30 minutes on his way to Albany, and I actually learned that Brandon can now play a mandolin. But we had a great conversation, and I enjoy those times. So we'll pray for Greg to get back here safe. I'll tell you, I've got a joy. April the 8th, I spent every cent I had for pain medication. I hurt that bad. And probably since about the 10th, I haven't taken anything. No pain. Got some stitches out, Monday, that were hurting. Yeah. And so, life is good. The dog and I went for a walk today until she got tired. I'll blame her. God is amazing. I don't know how many times I said, God help this pain. And he did. Any others? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we are just amazed at your love and kindness and goodness and mercy that you show us. And Lord, we're so thankful that you show us mercy and not justice. Because if it was justice, we couldn't stand before you. But because of your mercy, we can. As forgiven sons and daughters. So, Lord, you said that we could bring anything to you that was on our hearts. And Father, you've heard a whole list of things tonight. And Father, we lift up Debbie Gilman and Paul and Marie and her father and her brother and brothers, Lord. We just ask for you to give them some peace and some comfort in the loss of their mom and wife. Lord, somehow we understand the life and the death and the process. But it's that part between birth and death that's our desire, is to get close to people's hearts. That they see Jesus. And that we give them that opportunity to see Jesus. Lord, we just ask for safe travels for Paul and Debbie and Marie. And just pray, Father, that you be with them. Especially in light of the recent loss of Paul's father. Lord, for Sunday and for Mother's Day, we just ask, Father, for a special blessing on each and every mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, mother-to-be that comes in here Sunday morning. We pray, Father, that your Spirit will fall fresh on them. And they will sense the Holy Spirit has visited them. We just pray, Father, that you touch their lives and you touch their hearts, Lord. And for Sandy's request and the loss of the lives in the apartment complex, Father, we pray for those around them, any remaining family, Lord, that you will comfort them and bless them. We pray, Father, for her daughter and they... challenges and things that she faces in this responsibility, Lord, is dealing with the investigation and dealing with everything that goes on. We just pray, Father, for strength. And Lord, we just we pray for Greg, and we pray, Father, as he travels back, that you'll give him a good time in Albany, New York, Lord, but you'll also grant him a safe trip back, Lord. How blessed we are to have Craig and Todd and Brandon and Bruce, Lord, and Sandy and Debbie to sing, Lord, and Karen. So thankful, Father, you blessed her the way you have. And Melody, Lord, you're just so good to us. You just bring everything together that just meshes. And Lord, we're thankful that you bring people here that want to be here. And Lord, that they are received and welcomed and loved and Lord, cherished as part of your kingdom. And Lord, for those that Todd mentioned, Lord, we just pray that you be with Greg, Lord, and Bill, Dave, Lord, we just pray, Lord, for those, or Dale, those needs to be met. And health. And Lord, a resurrection of life in Dale's situation. That Lord, he not only recover from the cancer, but he finds a resurrected life in Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just We want to reach out to Him and we want to be available to Him. And Lord, we just ask Father for His heart to be warmed. Lord, we're thankful for the joy shared by Todd and the joy shared by Melody and how You are so close. And Lord, how what seems to maybe some people that would never think to pray that You help them in a test. And yet, we know that You said, in all our ways acknowledge You, and You'll direct our paths. So Lord, when we acknowledge You as Lord and Savior, then we know that You're going to direct our paths, Lord. And we thank You, Father, for those fantastic results. Lord, just pray that You continue to bless Melody and Brandon there in school. And as Brandon travels off to Cleveland, Lord, give him a good time. Lord, touch them as they play. Lord, let that light of the gospel message shine through. It can shine through in anything that we do, no matter what it is. So, Lord, we just are thankful, Father, for that. Pray, Father, just You'll give traveling mercy to Karen's parents. Pray, Father, for continued healing, continued touch in their lives, Lord. And give them a good time as they travel. Father, we just pray a special blessing of peace and comfort and safety on them as they travel. And Father, as the school year draws to an end, we just pray, Father, for each and every student that walks in and out of those doors of the elementary school, the middle school, and the high school. Lord, we just pray for them, and we know that end of the year can sometimes bring a level of exuberance with the seniors that they do things that are just poor choices. And Lord, we want to bind in the name of Jesus the spirit of poor choices in their lives. And we want to loose the spirit of wise choices and good decisions in their lives. Lord, we just want to bind the power of Satan in these kids' lives, Lord, each and every one of them, first grade to senior high, Lord. Just take the authority that You've given us in Jesus' name. And we say corporately, Satan, You'll have no authority over them because Jesus died for them and rose again that they might have life and have it abundantly, joyfully, and free of sin. So Lord, bless us tonight. We pray, Father, for each and every person here. What a privilege it is to walk into Your house. What a privilege it is and what thankful it is to be able to walk into Your house. So Lord, we commit this day to You and this night to You. And everything that we do, we give You the glory and the praise and the honor because of what You did for us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Mother.
fold, a million things she gave me. Oh, means only that she's growing old. King is for the tears she shed to save.
Song for me though, because I can't spell worth anything, so I get lost really easy.
Well, what I keep doing is instead of the letters that you're supposed to spell mother, I read the chords.
C is for, oh, never mind. E
and
is for.
There's no F in mother, but I've done that already.
You're gonna be wise.
Yeah.
Sing How Great Is Our God.
Is it?
Well, they like that one.
I don't see
I don't
it.
Have music. But
I was going to say, I'm going to look over your shoulder because I don't have it.
Do you remember? How Great Is Our God? The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice,
all the earth rejoice.
He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? All see how great, how great. Is in his hands, beginning and the end,
beginning and the end. And God in three in one. Father, Spirit, and Son. The Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb. Great is our God. Sing with me how great. Oh, see how great is our God. The name above all names, worthy of our praise. Our heart will sing. Great is our God. Sing with me how great is our God. All will see how great is our God.
Hey, that was all over the place when I felt it. I wanted to sing it. Huh?
Here we go, Brandon.
Hey, Melody.
Yes?
Come here.
Uh-oh.
Ready, please.
I'm not singing Hallelujah. Is that what it is?
There was a secret chord David played, and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? Well, here it goes like this: the fourth, the fifth, the minor thought, the major lift, the battle king composing Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your faith is strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Beauty and the moonlight overthrew ya. She tied to her kitchen chair. She broke your own and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. Baby, I've been here before. I've seen in this room and I walk this floor. Used to live alone before I knew ya. Seen your flag on Marble Arch. Love is not a victory march. It's cold and it's a broken. Hallelujah. 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 time we know what's really going on below. Use an over show that to me do ya. But remember when I moved in you and a holy dove was moving too, and every breath we drew was hallelujah. 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 Well, maybe there's a God above, but all I've ever learned from love was how to shoot somebody who outdrew ya. It's not a cry that you hear at night. It's not somebody who seemed like. It's old and it's a broken hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.